Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Record production, high quality, and minor weather-related effects are the top-line findings of the 2013-2014 Corn Harvest Quality Report released by the U.S. Grains Council. After a record drought last year, the world has been watching intently the 2013 U.S. corn crop, said USGC President and CEO Tom Slight. He says production has rebounded and quality is high despite some weather challenges. Total U.S. corn production of 13.989 million bushels is an all-time high record, and the average yield of 160.4 bushels per acre is the second highest on record. Weather was again the challenge as a cold and wet spring delayed planting across much of the Corn Belt. Some areas also experienced flash drought conditions in midsummer, although this was generally offset by cooler temperatures. SST Software, an industry leader in precision agriculture, will soon offer remote sensing services to growers and ag service providers in partnership with GeoVantage, a global provider of multispectral imagery. The partnership will enable SST to provide seamless ordering, acquisition, and delivery of multispectral imagery across the U.S., Canada, and Australia. SST software currently manages approximately 85 million acres of farmland across 23 countries. Remote sensing is the science of obtaining data about an object from a distance. Since plants absorb or reflect certain bands of light according to their health, monitoring light reflectance with remote sensing technologies reveals zones of crop stress long before they are visible to the naked eye. This gives farmers and agronomists a head start on treating yield-threatening conditions. Where do Wisconsin municipalities turn when they need an alternative to road salt? Why, to the local cheesemakers, of course. Turns out that lovely, salty cheese brine is good for more than making delicious curds. It stands to reason that the brine would work. It's really just a watery solution that contains the same NaCl that gets sold by the ton as road deicer. Although Wisconsin is known as the land of cheese, the brine isn't quite plentiful enough to completely replace road salt. That wasn't necessarily the goal anyway. Officials were looking at ways to substantially reduce dependence on traditional salt. The brine keeps the de-icing mix, typically just more salt or a mix of salt and sand, from bouncing when it hits the road. That helps maximize the amount of salt that gets applied to the actual roadway where it's needed, rather than careening off onto lawns and shoulders and into ditches. The brine is also available at a price that couldn't be beat. Free. Global food costs are currently down 13% compared to an all-time high reported in February 2011, according to a Business Week article. Record crop harvests in many nations, including India and the U.S., have bumped up supplies. Retail food inflation in the U.S. this year will likely range between 1.5% and 3.5%, according to Bob Young, the American Farm Bureau Federation's chief economist. With the Fish and Wildlife Service's recovery goals clearly met, the gray wolf should be removed from the list of endangered and threatened wildlife, Farm Bureau wrote in recent comments to the agency. In fact, gray wolf numbers in the Midwest have far exceeded the federal government's targets. In 2011, AFBF filed comments with FWS in reply to a proposal to delist the gray wolf in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Farm Bureau pointed out that wolf numbers even at that time were double the number of wolves needed for recovery. There can be no question that the current status of wolves justifies their removal from the endangered species list. Drivers in the U.S. will probably pay an average of 5 cents a gallon less in 2014 than 2013 as refineries produce more fuel, according to AAA, the nation's largest motoring club. The price of regular gasoline averaged $3.49 a gallon, making 2013 the least expensive year to fill up since 2010. Prices in 2012 averaged a record $3.60 a gallon and $3.51 in 2011. U.S. gasoline production jumped 4.3% to 9.72 million barrels a day in the week ended December 20th. The most in data going back to 1982, the Energy Information Administration reported December 27th. Refiners have ramped up operations to benefit from a flood of less expensive domestic crude oil as U.S. output reached the highest level in 25 years. Natural gas will overtake coal to provide the largest share of U.S. electrical power generation by 2040, according to the latest projections from the Energy Department. Natural gas will produce about 35% of total U.S. generation, compared to 32% for coal in 2040, according to the Department's Energy Information Administration in estimates. Projected low prices for natural gas make it a very attractive fuel for new generating capacity, the agency said in a preview of its 2014 annual energy outlook. In some areas, natural gas-fired generation replaces generation formerly supplied by coal and nuclear. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.